London renames transit lines, inspired by migration, women's issues, HIV. By Oliver J.J. Lane on February 15, 2024. While previous transit lines in London have been typically named after a defining feature or in honor of the monarch, under Mayor Khanna, rebranding sees metro lines named for political ideas, social issues, and migration. Londoners can now catch an overground train on the Mild May Line. Remembering a hospital that was heavily involved in the HIV/AIDS crisis, before changing onto the Weaver Line, named to invoke areas of London known for their textile trade, and shaped by migrant communities and individuals. The BBC notes the names for the lines are intended to mark London's history and cultural diversity. Mayor Sadiq Khan announced the rebranding on Thursday morning. Naming other lines like the Windrush after the 1948 arrival of a former troopship in the United Kingdom loaded with migrants from the West Anda, marking the beginning of an age of migration to the country. The Suffragette and Lioness lines are named for women's interests, being callbacks to the campaign for women's emancipation in the late 19th and early 20th century, and the English women's football team, respectively. While it could be argued the lines generally reflected causes and historical events that may appeal more to those of the political left, at least one line has been celebrated by a Conservative Member of Parliament. The Liberty Line, which runs between Romford and Upminster in northeast London, is in reference to the ancient royal liberty granted to Havering in 1465. The granting of a liberty then recognized that an area had special rights and was free from interference from the king, including freedom of taxation. Unfortunately for the people of Havering, such rights have long gone. Local MP Andrew Rosendahl noted the name recognized the historic independence of the people of Havering and our status as a royal liberty. Liberty is also the motto of the London Borough of Havering. London's overground is the consolidated remains of the largely Victorian-era heavy rail lines built to serve commuters across the city. Distinct from the underground tube trains but integrated for fare and interchange purposes under the umbrella of the Transport for London body. Until now, the overground lines didn't have names nor corporate colours, other than overall orange branding.